Next, something consumers should consider when buying a TV or computer. The conventional wisdom is that flat screens are better for the environment because they save energy. Well, that may be true, but it turns out that a chemical commonly used to make those products is 17,000 times more damaging than carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. And yet, nitrogen trifluoride, or NF3, is not regulated like other greenhouse gases. It's a concern raised by Michael Prather. He's director of the UC Irvine Environment Institute, and he joins us now. Thanks for talking with us, and could you begin by explaining what exactly is NF3 and how it's used?
NF3 is one nitrogen and three fluorine atoms. It's stuck together in a compound like ammonia, and it's a gas, only synthetic. We don't find it in the environment unless we make it. It's used to scrub and clean the room and evacuate the chambers between making basically computer chips or big LCD flat screens.
That number, 17,000 times more potent than CO2, it sounds pretty scary. Can you put it into some context for us?
Well, a carbon dioxide molecule floats around in the atmosphere for 75 to a couple hundred years, and it absorbs infrared light from the planet because it has these bands which stretch, so CO2 acts as a greenhouse gas. It sort of acts as our greenhouse blanket. Nitrogen trifluoride has even stronger bands, and it lasts 500 years or more in the atmosphere, and therefore it has a much stronger greenhouse warming potential.
And how exactly does this NF3 get into the atmosphere from these products?
To be fair, people should not panic. This is not in your product. This is used in the manufacture of your product. The problem with NF3 is that if you don't destroy it, it gets into the atmosphere. When I read Air Products, I was very proudly bragging that they had replaced this greenhouse gas with a new gas called NF3, which was good for the environment. It's not good for the environment, and we've known it at least for a decade, but it's never been produced in major quantities. And so suddenly it was becoming an industrial commodity.
This gas is not covered by the Kyoto Protocol, which is the international treaty that regulates many greenhouse gases. Why doesn't it cover NF3?
In 1995-96, I wrote a chapter on atmospheric chemistry and greenhouse gases with about five other co-authors, and we were listing all the gases we knew that were greenhouse gases, and we didn't even know about NF3. In 1995-96 was the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change assessment that was used to set up the Kyoto Protocol. Not only did nitrogen trifluoride not make it in, but production was so low that it was really a minor gas. In 2001, we put it in the chapter, and it got noted duly, but there were no estimates of production. Nobody's measured it in the atmosphere. It wasn't worth revising the government negotiations. Same thing happened in 2007 last year. Once again, nobody realized the level of production, and it didn't fit in the other niches.
If you're a consumer, you're hearing all of this, and you want to buy a TV or a computer, what should you do?
I would say you really have to go for it for now because it's up to the companies, the chemical industry, and the big manufacturers. They're the ones who are going to have to find another route out of this. This is sort of a wake-up call that technology always has its price, and we should really be looking at sort of a whole systems analysis of what it's doing in the environment.
Michael Prather is the director of the UC Irvine Environment Institute. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.